Well, with the Victoria Whiskey Festival sold out for this weekend at the whole Hotel Grand Pacific, Ian Huey stops by. Well, what's the deal? Sold out in minutes. This is just for fun.
The first person in line for tickets this year beat all our records after 7 years. They were in line at 3 a.m. in the morning to get tickets, and I arrived at 7 a.m., and there was 81 people in line to get their tickets for the festivals. And we put tickets on sale at 10, and by just short of 1 o'clock, everything was gone again.
Wow. Now, this is a question I get from listeners who missed out. How are people finding out about these tickets before I do? Like, how are people doing this?
They go to the Victoria Whiskey Festival website.
Yeah,
and all the information about ticketing, packaging, the event, the total aspect of the event is on the website. It's a pretty thorough website that covers off a lot of the bases. And the interesting thing was this year was the chap that was number three. He comes up from Washington State every year. And for 5 years, he's been number one or number two in line. And he showed up at 3:30 and was absolutely devastated that he was number three in line at 3:30 in the morning. So it's just getting earlier and earlier. And there you go. So
tonight we have the Friday night grand tasting. What else do we have going on for the festival besides the consumer tasting tomorrow?
So we have grand tastings tonight and a dinner, and then tomorrow is master classes. And I brought a couple of gentlemen along that'll be presenting at the master classes tomorrow, as well as the consumer tasting and VIP tasting. And we've got two really great things here. One is we've got John Holland from 40 Creek Distillery in Grimsby, Ontario, and his whiskey last night at the Canadian Whiskey Awards won best Canadian whiskey in the country. And we've also got John Cashman in from Cooley Distillers a group, and that covers off a lot of Irish whiskey. And John's in from Dublin, Ireland, and you're going to be able to tell their accents apart. So I'm going to turn it over to them.
Welcome, John. Congratulations with 40 Creek Whiskey. What can you tell us about the whiskey that attendees are going to be having tomorrow, this award-winning whiskey?
Well, thanks, Ryan, and thank you for having me here today. Well, we're going to be tasting several 40 Creek whiskeys. My regular 40 Creek Barrel Select, which has continued to grow and grow and get discovered by lots of people, whiskey enthusiasts. Then I also have my 40 Creek Double Barrel Whiskey, which receives a second double barreling in first-run bourbon barrels out of Kentucky. And the third one is Confederation Oak, 40 Creek Confederation Oak, which is the only whiskey in the world that is aged in Canadian white oak barrels and won Canadian Whiskey of the Year last year. And hopefully, if there's a little bit left, John's Private Cask, which won the Canadian Whiskey of the Year award this year. So it'll be very interesting tasting these whiskeys, as well as tasting everyone else's whiskeys, because it's a great opportunity for people to sample whiskeys from all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to the Victoria Whiskey Festival before with 40 Creek?
Yes, last year actually was my first year, and it was such a quality show. And I do a lot of whiskey shows throughout North America, but the Victoria Whiskey Show, in my opinion, is one of the best. An excellent quality show. The people that attend are really interested in whiskeys. They ask a lot of questions, which is always a great sign. And it's a very enjoyable experience.
Right on. John, give us a taste of your accent.
Where'll I start? Well, firstly, it's a great honor to be here again. I was just talking to Ian, and I said, is this my fourth or fifth year here? And he says, it's my fifth year coming to this event. So, once again, I'm absolutely delighted to be here. And in those 5 years, this is actually the first time I've been here when there's snow on the ground. It's always been that little bit warmer. So this is a new experience for me. But, no, I love coming to this show. As John said, it's a great opportunity to highlight our brands. It's a great opportunity to talk to consumers and people who are really interested in making whiskies and who definitely want to learn. So tomorrow, like John, I'm hosting a masterclass. In that, I have some special whiskies and a new spirit as well. I've brought a half-liter bottle of Putchin along, so that's quite unique. It's probably the first bottle of Putchin in Canada. We've released 1,000 bottles. It's only available back home. And Putchin is essentially unaged spirit. So it is, we make it the same as we would make our whiskies, but we just haven't put it into the cask yet. So it's 65% alcohol, and just beautiful, beautiful spirit, full of flavor, full of spice. But you're going to have to be in my masterclass to get an opportunity to try it, I'm afraid.
When's your masterclass?
I am not 100% sure. Whatever I have left over, if people come up to me, the first few people who come up to me afterwards at the main show, they'll get the opportunity to sample. I'll save a little bit for your listeners.
The Q listeners who are going to the Victoria Whiskey Fest starting to drool right about now.
Right? So they should.
Yeah. Okay, more on the Victoria Whiskey Festival with the Q Afternoon Show. Yeah, wind warning in effect, but that's it for the snow. We've warmed up to 2 degrees in Victoria right now. All right, more about the Victoria Whiskey Festival. Ian Huey from the festival with John Hall from 40 Creek and Cooley Distillery, John Cashman. So you guys get to catch up on each other's what you've been doing in the past year. Every time you come to Victoria Whiskey Festival, it's catch-up time, eh?
Oh, absolutely. It's like old home week. As I was mentioning to John, we see each other here in Victoria or New York City or San Francisco or Toronto, but this is a great setting right here in Victoria to catch up.
Mm. Now, really, how much has the Victoria Whiskey Festival grown over the years since you've been here? And like, how good is this festival?
Well, I rate this festival as one of the finest in the world for a number of reasons. Firstly, it is exceptionally well run. The level of knowledge of people who are coming is very, very high, but also the charitable effect from it. There's a lot of shows that I would go to all over the world, and they might be run by individuals and they're run for profit. This one's not run for profit. Any money that is made, if it's not reinvested, is all given to charity. And for me, that's very important, and that's why I have come here now for 5 years in a row. And I've seen the change. I've seen more and more experts from all over the world, from the distilleries in Scotland or in India or in Wales. I think I'm generally the only Irish person here, so the others haven't cottoned on about it yet. But I've seen it grow over the past 5 years, and hopefully there'll be many more years for me to come here as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an exciting time, isn't it?
It sure is. I haven't been coming as long as John because it took me a little while to make my whiskey. But for the last 2 years, it's been just fantastic festival. And I echo John's words with regards to the festival. It's a quality, quality event.
Well, part of the charity, Ian, we give the attendees for the consumer tasting a ride home. This is good that you allow us to be part of that. The Q's TLC Fund for Kids, volunteers, and also Greater Victoria Crime Stoppers.
Yeah, those are the two charities again this year, Ryan. And I know you're going to be out driving. Ryan's been a very, very faithful volunteer to be driving people home. He's got a couple of stories. I don't think I know them all, but I know he's got a couple of good stories. And I know he talked about tips. Well, you can tip the driver, but the drivers give their tips to the charity. So look at that from that perspective. And we want to get everybody home safely after the festival. And once again, we're doing this here. So we're just happy that everybody comes happy and leaves happy and gets home happy. After they get home, that's not our real concern.
Okay. Ian, thanks for bringing the guests by and have fun, gentlemen.
Great. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you very much.
We'll be talking more about the festival, recapping next week, maybe. This is the Q Afternoon Show.